This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that could change the future of how we view television. The case involves a company called Aereo, which lets folks watch live broadcast TV in their local market or even record it for later. And with Aereo, they can do that on their computer, tablet, or smartphone. Those over-the-air signals are free, of course, but broadcasters argue Aereo is violating copyright laws, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Aereo's founder and CEO Chet Kanojia shows off one of his company's data centers, what he calls an antenna farm. It's about 10,000 square feet in Brooklyn.
It's just racks and racks of storage equipment and transcoding equipment for...
Aereo's available in 13 markets. In this data center, there are computers, DVRs, and thousands of tiny antennas. Each one is as small as a dime. And Kanojia points out there's a great view.
The antennas actually look out at the Empire State Building and the Freedom Tower.
An Aereo antenna picks up free channels broadcast over the airwaves. For a few bucks a month, Kanojia says, you can watch those local channels whenever you want on whatever device you want.
The important thing is it's a one-to-one relationship. So one antenna, one file, one stream, all under a consumer's control at all times.
Kanojia says Aereo assigns an antenna and a DVR to each subscriber, and the customer controls what gets recorded when. He says you could do the same thing at home, but Aereo is offering convenience. You don't need to buy any hardware. Tom Nachbar is a professor at the University of Virginia Law School, and he says the case turns on this question.
By performing that service for thousands of people at the same time, although totally individually, are they doing what is essentially a transmission to the public?
When it comes to copyright, there's a difference between a private performance, that's you watching or recording something in your own home, and a public performance, you taking a copyrighted work and distributing it widely, which is what broadcasters say Aereo is doing. Attorney Neil Katyal is one of their advisors.
They're grabbing the signals out of the air without paying for them and then trying to make a profit off of that. That's not the American way.
Every year, broadcasters invest billions of dollars in creating content, Katyal says. And they recoup those costs with ads, of course. But on top of that, UVA law professor Tom Nachbar explains cable providers pay for the right to distribute local channels. Aereo doesn't.
It really is a threat to the current structure of the way broadcast television works.
If the court rules in Aereo's favor, those cable providers could argue they shouldn't have to pay the broadcasters either. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.